Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark?
Marky Mark. He's a 3-6 generator on the right angle cross of consciousness in the quarter of civilization. He's a six-color, right-fix, split-definition, and unconscious 63-4, split off from this electromagnetic 214.
Yep, he's a very interesting person given his life, you know, because here he is 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I noticed was that North Node, you know, going from the South Node, the Abdicator, Seduction, but moving into that 13th gate, fourth line, Renaissance, reinvigorated, you know, and as a 3-6 profile, the first 30 years of his process, you know, has to be. Well, I don't know what it was, drugs or...
But yes, he was a coke addict by the time he was 13. I believe by 16 he was in jail because he, like, tried to gouge out some guy's eye. You know, he was born in a family. I mean, he's the youngest of 9 kids, right? Living in a 3-bedroom apartment. I mean, you know, it all kind of started in an environment that was very tough. I mean, he is street tough, right?
Boston.
You know, yeah, the Boston area. So, you know, really, he's a great example of the 3-3 process, right?
Right.
These first, you know, 28 years, and then of really trying to find the right people in his life. And with the right people in his life, you know, everything gets turned around. And that's clearly, you know, that's clearly what's happened to him.
Right, right. How old was he when he got off drugs or out of prison, or do you know? Was it about 30 years old, or?
Yeah, it's probably, I don't know exactly, but, you know, his brother had this band, and so his brother's the one that really sort of turned him around. And the other thing that turned him around at that point was he's born again. I mean, you know, he goes to church every day, and clearly, you know, clearly there was this spiritual, you know, recovery that happened for this guy. I mean, I think it's interesting that he's a 214. It's kind of like, you know, being in the right direction no matter what, and as a 3-6 having to go through this early part of his life.
Right. No, he's like a poster child for that. And not surprising, he found Jesus or God, 14th gate, 6th line, humility. Material success is God's will.
Absolutely.
And he's paying him back. Thanks, God.
Every day.
For the new direction in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think with this open throat that, you know, so much of this early, I mean, Marky Mark was, he was this DJ, and he, you know, he was famous for, like, just taking his pants down and showing off his body and all of this, right? I mean, talk about attracting attention, right? I mean, it, obviously, a lot of what was happening early in his life, right? And you can see, I mean, being so open, attracting attention, really having to deal with this emotional world that isn't really, you know, his own process, holding on to things that aren't good for him, and then, you know, all of that trying to prove something.
Right.
So you can see that, you know, as a 3-6, that can make a pretty interesting beginning.
Sure. I mean, open solar plex, so avoiding confrontation, but secret life, you know, and that open splenic center, when you were talking about, oh, survival, you know, what he needed to do to survive, and that 34th gate he has twice, you know, taming power of the great, so, but can be violent.
But this whole thing about, you know, really moving through life, you know, with a guardian angel or something, right? I mean, this 214 that's like, you know, learning what he needs to, you know, along the way, and having the right people see him. I mean, it's like as Marky Mark, this DJ, but with this great body.
Right.
That's when Calvin Klein saw him, and that's then when he became a model. And then he became an actor, and now he's a producer. I mean,
right.
You
producer,
know.
Producer, director. I mean, he just had that movie, The Fighter, nominated for Oscars, and won a couple of Oscars, and, you know, really critical. What did you say that show was? That, The Entourage?
Oh, The Entourage, and that Broadway, the new thing that Scorsese's doing with him,
Boardwalk. Right, that HBO series.
HBO series. And that The Entourage is really sort of based on his life, right, of his own entourage, right?
Right. And, he would have one, too, you know. Yeah. It's like organization, the 49th Gay Fifth Line. You know, the practical needs of others, you know. It's like, but I find it very interesting that he's a six color. Mm-hmm. And they have this ability, when you said a guardian angel, you know, that there's like a halo around them. They have this innocent quality, this, and he actually has the 18th gate six line, you know, Buddhahood, being spoiled. And but it's just having that quality of innocence where they're able to touch people and are touched by people. So he has this quality, I think, about him that...
Well, yeah, and they talk about him. I mean, you know, his success now is he's working really in collaboration with this other fellow that, you know, he met along the way. Again, it's all about the people that he's
with. Right, look at this, 35th gate, you know, third line collaboration.
Right, but that guy's like all the detail guy and all of this, and that they're saying the thing about Mark is that he's such an optimist. I mean, that sixth line, right? It's like, you know, there's got to be some good in all of this. You know, if I really find the right people,
right.
You know, that's what's going
to
make
the
difference.
I think it's really a question of you could go either way,
mm-hmm.
because he's got the 13-2 bigotry.
Right.
You know, now he has the 13-4, that one I said, Renaissance.
Well, but the 13-2, the bigotry, I mean, it's like, this is the entourage. I mean, it's like him hanging with his homies,
right?
That come from the streets and that, you know, that he really trusts. And this kind of, you know, a second line, it's this discrimination, you know, not racism in that sense, but of really staying with what he knows in life.
Right, and not listening to other people.
Mm-mm.
You know, that very few people are going to have a contribution he can make. But, oh, can this guy schmooze you? I mean, eighth gate, third line, you know, the phony, the, you know, in this open throat. So it's like, oh, he can have that sense of intimacy with you. It has the sixth gate. What is that? Fifth line, harmony, seduction. You know, so he forms these intimacies. I don't know how he got Scorsese to do it, but, you know, you would think, oh, this guy, he just seduced him into it. Because look at the 63-4. I mean, he's on the right angle cross of consciousness.
Well, but I think it's also this directional part of his nature. It's like, I mean, he talks about this guy, Steve Levinson, who's his partner,
right,
in the productions and all of this, right? And that, you know, Mark is saying it's all about finding somebody that believes in you, which the Steve guy does, and is, like, really hungry. Now, it's interesting that Mark has this 35-3, right, as his personality sun, this hunger for progress, this, and also this whole thing, he has the ninth gate, I think this business of going step by step, because it's really been this process for him to recover his reputation and move to where, yes, he could call Scorsese, he would take the call, he would meet with him, he gets right to the point, and I think that Scorsese understands this guy's going in a direction I want to go in.
Right, because 35th gate, been there, done that, let's make some progress here in this new thing. And then definitely he's in a direction now of success. I mean, 34th gate, fourth line, triumph, and 34th gate, second line, momentum.
Well, right, and I mean, I think we saw really, you know, the various kind of snippets of the interviews with him about the fighter. It's like he had such a passion for it,
right?
That this is his thing, is that this individual part of him, that when he's involved with things that he's passionate about, he's with people that he really likes, and,
you know,
he can really find a great deal of success, which clearly he is doing at this point.
Right. Well, I mean, if you keynote his channels, 63-4, mental ease and doubt, but it's about the formula and the 14-2, the beat, you know. So I think it's about he found the formula for his beat and his direction, and he's going to kind of stay the course. But along with it, I think this 41st gate, second line, humanism.
Right.
You know, temper by pragmatism.
Right.
So, you know,
practical
provisions. With his homies and stuff, maybe he's got to leave them behind because, Did he just get married, or he has children?
No, he didn't just get married. He has four children. You know, now he's like a family guy with four children, going to church every day, all of that. It's interesting that he's got this, you know, the 46 gate that's being discovered.
Right.
Right? Because there is also this quality, this kind of ongoing quality, right? But it's success through dedication. I mean, he's really a hard-working guy.
Well, look, fifth gate, third line, compulsive, powered by imagination. And he's got the 41st gate of imagination. And
yeah, that compulsiveness. Again, it's like all of this energy, you know, focused instead of, you know, being a coke addict and really out of it, you know, to this, you know, collaborating with other people and making movies that, I mean, we didn't see that movie, but it's obviously a great movie. Had a real story to it, a kind of a redemption, you know, about family. So
right from his neighborhood, right? This fighter was a real life character who redeemed himself, I guess, right? So a very interesting, I mean, design matching a person. It's one of the things about doing
their life.
Yeah, doing well-known people is a lot is known about them through their own interviews and their own words. So we can really kind of track them and look at their designs and go, oh, I see where that's, you know, where that's coming from. Because here, you know, this 63rd gate, sixth line that he has twice, it's nostalgia. Funny that that Boardwalk Empire is in the 20s or 30s.
Like this period piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's interesting is this big split. You know, it's like he doesn't have the problem. Somebody else has the problem, right? And I think
we have a problem here, so we need to work on it.
Well, it's not his problem. You know, it's really not his problem. And I think there's this kind of vibration about him. I mean, he's not one of these guys that comes across that's like, you know, insecure and has a problem and issues and whatever, right? I mean, basically, he's looking at that the problem's outside of him, and now let's make movies about it, you know, let's work with it, whatever. It's just very, very interesting, Marky Mark.
Yes, indeed. Well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're just out of time with Mark.
Okay.
So say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.